It's the regular podcast with CJ Elliott. Hey, how y'all doing out there in the world of the internet and the world of Christianity and Buddhism and philosophy and science and everything else, if whatever you're into? This episode, I am solo, Han Solo. I'm not Han Solo, I'm just solo without a co-host, without an interviewee. It's just me, CJE, at your disposal, at your listening pleasure. Your ears are inviting me into their canals, and I am infiltrating your inner orbital environment. So here we go. Today, I'm solo, so I'm going to just talk a little bit about some simple things, diet and habits, and all that good stuff. A little about me, you may not know, Army veteran, Iraq-Afghanistan campaign, although I didn't do anything, I just stayed on the FOB and protected everybody, and fixed trucks, and guarded Hajis, and also recently got my personal trainer certificate, so now I can train people, and I can show my fancy certificate to show them that I have the expertise and qualifications to train them proficiently, excellently, both physically and mentally. Come to me, and I will tune your machine to its finest. I will grind your gears and make them gush lubrication at the end because you're just so well-oiled and blue. Ready for performance. So I got that. A little school this semester, kicking my freaking butt. Yeah, I said freaking for the kids. So let's get into it. Episode 3 of the regular blogger. Cue the music. Hey, it's me, CJ Elliott, with the regular podcast. And today, I'm going to talk a little about diet, working out, routines, habits, stuff to get you going, get you flowing, get you pumped up, get you motivated, get you fired up, get you highly, highly energized. It's all about getting in a good routine and forming really good habits. Me, personally, I've been trying to get up every day at 6:30. I wake up, I put in my gym clothes, go downstairs, and I blend myself up a pre-gym smoothie. This includes a little bit of whey protein, a little bit of hemp protein, usually a third of a cucumber, some kale, whatever other fruits I might have in the fridge, blueberries, strawberries, melons, mangoes. It's just some sugars to get in there to get me going for the gym. So I throw all that in a blender. I put some almond milk in there for some taste. It makes it really, really delicious. I throw all that in the blender, blend it up, drink her on down. And immediately, it'll probably have to go to the bathroom, do a little bowel movement, get the juices flowing before I go to the gym. And then, I'm good to go. I head off to the gym. Sometimes I'll take a pre-workout, and I'll explode or whatever, some caffeine. And I try to do that 5 times, 6 times, sometimes a week. I try to do it the same way every single time, and it's just that way. I automatically wake up, my mind's focused on doing that, and it's routine, it's a habit. It's, since I do it every day, I don't get up and get down about it. It's just, it's part of my day. The hardest part about any habit or routine is just getting started. It's that, I don't know the exact fact, but it's like 3 weeks or something in order to make something an actual routine or make something into a habit. But initially starting is the hardest for anything. Like, you want to do homework, you want to write a book, you want to go to the gym. The hardest part is to get started. When you wake up, of course, you don't want to. You're like, fuck, I'm tired. I just want another hour. Why am I going to go to the gym right now? I'm not going to get anything done. It's pointless. It's stupid. I don't have any energy, so I'm just going to sit in there and look at all these other people and go home. But that's not the case, at least for me, because I'll feel that way sometimes, but I'll force myself. I'll get in that car and I'll get to the gym. And once I'm in the gym, I'm in the zone. It's the energy. It's the, sometimes there's not anybody even around, but it'll just, the lighting, the gym, the equipment's there. So it just puts me in the mode and I'm ready to fuck shit up in there. So it's the hardest part is just getting started. Like, same with homework. I'm overloaded right now. I'm taking fucking chemistry and calculus and an advanced fiction writing class. And I'm taking Microsoft Word. I don't know, some other bullshit. But it's a lot of homework. And a lot of the times I sit there and I'm like, fuck this, I'll do it later. That's kind of why I've been having to get as good as grades as I would like. But lately I've been just getting in the habit of writing out a full week schedule. So I already have, let's say, like on Monday, I don't have a class per se, but I'll go to my tutor from noon to 1. Yeah, I'm going to have to head to call tutor and get for calculus because it's killing me. Anyway, so I'll go see him, right, from noon to 1. And I already had planned out earlier, I'll do my gym thing, wake up at 6:30, gym by 7, home by 8:30. Shower, shave, breakfast. And I'll go see him, whatever, when it comes 12 to 1. And then I already have out, when I get back, from 1:30 to 2:30, I'll have study for chemistry. And then 2:30 to 3:30, I'll have study for this. And I'll just have my whole day set up, so I'm not sitting around saying, I'll put it off later, I'll put it off later, I have to get it done. And of course, if you're setting up schedules like that, you're going to want to give yourself a day or two or whatever to bullshit. So I'll give myself Saturday night, per se, like after 5. I don't have no homework, nothing going on. I'll hang out with my wife. We'll go see a movie. We'll do something. And that's just my fun time. So while I'm doing all my work, I'll have that time set aside knowing. That's saying through like Monday through Friday, like I'll work till, well, unfortunately, some classes, I won't get home until 10 o'clock at night, so I won't have much time to bullshit. But sometimes I'll get home, and I'll make myself work until 5, 6, normal work day. And then I know from then on, I'll have off to bullshit. So just getting into those routines, those patterns, and you just toughen it out. It's not fun, but once you start doing it, it gets easy. It gets easier. So, create healthy habits. For one, diet. Diet's one of the hardest things. People want to work out and think they can still eat like shit, and if they work out twice as hard, it's fine. But in reality, I'd say diet's 80% of the work as far as looking good. Because once you start, you realize just how, like, the pounds will start falling off. Just getting in that routine. Like, you can have one day, one meal, just to fuck off once a week. And, like, your favorite meal. Like, me, I love pizza. So I gotta have a pie at least once a week. Sometimes I can hold off for two, but it is hard. But the rest of the week, I am eating very good lean protein, lean meats. Your chicken, eat a lot of chicken. If I do burgers, we'll get grass-fed beef, real lean. It's just eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, staying away from your carbs, your pastas, your gluten, as they like to say these days. It's the hot word, your gluten, which is mainly just carbs, another word. Your pastas, that's what's going to make you fat. And sugar, sugar's a big guy. Stay away from sugar. Obviously, if you're eating fruits and stuff, there's sugar in that, but that's different. That's going to get you energized. I mean, you don't want to be pounding handfuls of fruit at night, obviously, because that's just going to sit in there and get stored as fat. But it's a different kind of sugar. Like, fruits, that source of sugar is great, but sugars and everything else, like, you go to the supermarket, make sure you're eyeing the back of those packages, because sugar likes to hide. avoiding sugar, avoiding car or not necessarily carbs, but gluten, like your pastas, your wheats, all of that. Yeah, blah 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 blah. Anyways, yeah, brain fart, podcasting. Still new to the game, number three. How are you guys doing? Send me questions if you want. My Twitter handle is CJE Trainer. So follow me on Twitter if you want to. And I don't have any sponsors. So that was my brain fart time. As far as habits go, I found this little quote online. If you want to get rid of a bad habit, find out how to implement a healthier routine to yield the same result. So, an example of this would be, let's say, you love to go drinking with your friends because it's the only time you guys get to hang out, bond together, release some steam. Well, the bad thing of that is probably the drinking. You're probably going to have too many brews, and you're going to, the next morning, be like, man, why did I drink so much? Why can't I just hang out with my friends and have a good time? So you got to, like, think outside of your realm, kind of, like, from out of body, look at yourself from far point of view, someone else's perspective, and be like, well, let's see, me and my friends, we're hanging out together, I love doing that, and we're drinking. I love doing that, because it just makes me feel good. So what's another way to have that same kind of excitement? Well, shit, go to the gym together. You know, it's you're hanging out, you're motivating each other, and you're getting an endorphin rush from lifting, or go run together, or anything like that. There's always a way to positively impact a negative habit. So I'm trying to get at. So I joined the Army shortly after I got out of high school. I was a musician, and I was not doing very well in school. My goal was to be a rock star. I just wanted to be in a heavy metal band and tour the world at that point in my life. I actually went to my counselor, and they're like, you know, you better get your grades up. You're not going to graduate. And I actually asked them, what classes do I need to graduate? They're like, this one and this one. I was like, oh, cool, so I could skip the rest. And they're like, wah. So I'd skip those and go play guitar and smoke weed or whatever and had the two classes to get by. And I actually had my girlfriend at that time do my final paper or whatever to help me graduate high school. But I knew I had to graduate high school because my mom was always on my ass about it. So I graduated high school. And then I had a real good buddy at the time. His name was John Calkins. And he was like my spiritual advisor friend. He was just the guy. Like, I kind of looked up to him. He seemed to always be doing the right thing. Like, I had other friends too, but they were into partying and getting trashed every night and doing stupid shit. And eventually, you'd probably end up in jail keeping hanging out with them. But John was always the good kid, kind of. So he decided to join, or went and talked to the recruiter, actually. And I went with him. And there was a buddy program. So I was like, okay, cool. We can go through boot camp, all that together as friends. Sweet, sign me up. So as time came near and we went to MAPS, and where you do your testing and see what kind of military job you can get. He tested really high because he was a smart fucker. And of course, I was a dumb piece of shit. So my options were infantry or mechanic. And I was like, well, fuck, I don't want to go off and get killed and shot at. So I'll fix the trucks. I'll be a mechanic. And I didn't know nothing about mechanic or nothing like that. It's part another reason why I chose it, because, hell, maybe I'll get some good knowledge out of this job. So joined. And I could, or my, yeah, John, he got, he was, let me think. Radar repair. Yeah, you get radar repair. Which is, I guess, you'd be a little smarter to get that one. So I joined and was shipped off to boot camp shortly later. Boot camp was fun. I had done a lot of online reading, so I already kind of knew the game. Just do what you're told, put on a false motivation, yes, drill sergeant, yes, no, drill sergeant, whatever. Do push-ups. And I went to Fort Jackson, and it was with girls, so they couldn't really punish us as hard as they wanted to, because girls are going to give up way before men. So boot camp wasn't really all too crazy. I mean, we had a crazy former SF drill sergeant who was only being a drill sergeant because he hadn't had it yet, and he had every other thing, and that guy, we didn't do something right, he'd totally flip out and, like, throw chairs and smash tables, and I think he eventually got fired, but we had him. He was a lot of fun. So anyways, got through basic, then went to AIT, which was the school to learn how to be a mechanic. That was interesting. And then there was airborne recruiters going around saying, hey, jump out of airplanes. So a couple of my buddies that I have made, we all signed up for airborne school. So went to airborne school, jumping out of airplanes, all that, yada yada. And yeah, I joined Iraq, Afghanistan, yeah. And now I'm out and having a good old time trying to be a physical therapist. Haven't got my associate's degree yet. I'm actually working on that. I think this semester I finally get my degree for that. So then it's going to be another 2 years to get my bachelor's. Then another 3 years after that to get my physical therapy doctorate. Hopefully, if everything goes good. So I got another 5 years of school left. Awesome. And I'm only 27 right now. So by the time I get out of school, I'm going to be 32 already. Awesome. So that's a little bit of my backstory. Heavy metal nut. Play guitar. Play drums. The intro music to this podcast I actually do was an old song I just had that seemed to go well. So I threw it up on there. What I'm going to do is show you a little bit of my improvisational skills. I'm just going to play a random ass rhythm. And then I'm just going to freestyle some solos over there, alright? Hang in there with me. Let's get a good rhythm going. Thank you. practice, you know, I'll just lay down a fat rhythm track and throw some leads over it. All right, so that was the third podcast of the regular podcast, and it was my first solo podcast. So it was a little short, and I definitely know I need to get some more guests on the show ASAP. But I wanted to get something put out, and I had some things on my mind, so there they are. Hope you enjoyed it, and I'll talk to you soon. Goodbye! And out!